This is Tripp Atkinson. We're so glad you joined us again today for another Sugar Hill Church weekday podcast. One of my favorite Old Testament stories is found in Exodus chapter 8. In this story, we see that God has called Moses to approach Pharaoh and to instruct him to release the Israelites from slavery and captivity so that they can be free to worship God. As Pharaoh hardens his heart toward God, God sends a plague of frogs to get his attention. In Exodus 8, verse 1, we see this incredible, kind of crazy story begin to unfold. It says, "Then the Lord said to Moses, 'Go back to Pharaoh and announce to him, this is what the Lord says, let my people go so they can worship me. If you refuse to let them go, I will send a plague of frogs across your entire land. The Nile River will swarm with frogs. They will come up out of the river and into your palace and even into your bedroom and onto your bed. They will enter the houses of your officials and your people. They will even jump into your ovens and your kneading bowls. Frogs will jump on you, your people, and all your officials.'" So God said to Pharaoh through Moses, "Let go of what's mine. And if you refuse to do so, it's not going to be good for you. In fact, if you don't respond in obedience, things are going to get a little crazy." See, Pharaoh's heart was hardened, and he refused to let go of what was God's. And as he responded in this disobedience, things certainly got crazy. Now picture the scene with me. Frogs came up out of every river, canal, and pond in Egypt. And there were so many of them, they covered the entire land. Now just imagine walking across a ground completely covered in frogs, wearing sandals. See, the frogs went into Pharaoh's palace. It says it went into his bedroom and even into his bed. Think about this. You get in bed at night, you get all tucked in, you start to fall asleep, and then you feel it. Something crawling under the sheets. And as you are kicking and screaming like a middle school boy, because we all know they squeal much louder than girls, you realize that you're sleeping with a bed full of frogs. Not only are you freaking out about now, but the frogs have also entered the houses of your people. And as the NIV says, they are on your people. So not only is your life being affected by your disobedience, the lives of everyone around you is being affected as well. And when you think it can't get any worse, it actually does. We're told that the frogs jumped into their ovens. Imagine putting a pan of biscuits in and pulling out crispy critters, and into their kneading bowls. Now, this is the worst. Imagine kneading some dough to make those biscuits, and you feel a lump in the dough. So what do? You squeeze that lump really hard. We're talking about a hot mess here. And the root of this hot mess is disobedience. So we see in verse 8, "Then Pharaoh summoned Moses and Aaron, and he begged, 'Plead with the Lord to take the frogs away from me and my people. I will let your people go so that they can offer sacrifices to the Lord.' 'You set the time,' Moses replied. 'Tell me when you want me to pray for you, your officials, and your people. Then you and your houses will be rid of the frogs, and they will remain only in the Nile River.' So Pharaoh said, 'Pray to God and ask him to take the frogs away.' And Moses replied, 'You say when?' And Pharaoh's answer is astounding. 'Do it tomorrow,' Pharaoh said." What? Tomorrow? This guy's life is literally being ruined by the consequences of his disobedience, and he says, "Tomorrow?" Why in the world would he say this? See, Pharaoh's heart was so hard, so selfish, that even though he was feeling the pain of his disobedience, he wanted to have his way just one more day. He would rather sleep with frogs one more night than respond in immediate obedience to God. As crazy as this seems, consider how we sometimes do the same thing. Now, we may not be sleeping with frogs, But whenever God calls us to obedience and we delay, there are no doubt real consequences that affect not only our lives, but also the lives of those around us. Imagine today how you may be missing God's best for your life by telling him, okay, but tomorrow. We may have the best intentions, but we often forget delayed obedience is disobedience. So what is it that God's called you to give today? What step of obedience have you maybe been delaying? Whatever it is, have confidence that as you respond in obedience today, that God can take your frogs and give you his very best. What a deal that is. Be assured today, just as Moses told Pharaoh, as you open your hands and hearts to God, then you will know that there is none like the Lord our God. So walk in God's best for you today and stop sleeping with frogs. Thanks so much for joining us today, and we sure hope you can join us this Sunday at Sugar Hill Church at 9:30 or 11. Or if you can't be here live, be sure to check us out online at live.sugarhill.church. Have a great day.